Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You, listen to me. We've got witnesses here. We've got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143, will hire you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh my gosh. Boy, you're doing more reading?
You are milking that something fierce.
Evan played it. I don't control it.
You tell him to play it.
Oh my God. Evan, speak up for it. What's the big news,
Hey, Evan, what? Remind all our listeners that Bob said my name and I can be his
manager.
Why
do you talk?
And who is that?
I don't know.
I kind of like it. What's the big news from you, Evan?
Yeah, I'll be the judge of whether, well, go.
Well, it's just big news in the NBA.
I thought it was Niners.
Yeah. According to Sham Sharani of ESPN, the New York Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties as head coach.
Go ahead, Goo. Say something. This is what I mean.
No,
outlandish.
I'm not. He ran his players in the ground. He found out that Wright and who else was playing for the Knicks could actually contribute, Shamit, and you're just thinking to yourself, damn, Tibbs, maybe had you thought about that early on or even in the season, neither here nor there, the Knicks got to the Eastern Conference Finals and you get ran? I'm just telling you, Steiny, and your buddy's a coach right now, get him on. He better watch his head and neck because I don't know with Michael Malone, Anthony Edwards could get Finch fired in 20 seconds. That's just where we're at. But I always thought it was about the sum of what did we do as a team? And we almost got to the finals and you're firing me a week later? Just telling you, I'm shocked.
How could you be shocked by a professional sports coaching firing?
I just kind of put my card. Yeah. But Michael Malone, I still ain't got over that.
What about
him? He'll be the Knicks' next coach.
Okay, you want to bet?
Evan said Jay Wright because they got all those former.
That's a great name.
You think so?
It's a great name.
Mark Jackson.
That I'll bet you on. His ship has sailed. Seriously.
It might be sunk.
With all due respect.
Yeah, that's the hand down, man down. Jay Wright's a great call. All right, how about Mouth? What's your take on this? Guy just took him to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think you're off base because I think the guys who play for Thibodeau love him because he plays them all the time.
Are we so sure, though, Steiny?
Yes, well.
What about Landry Shamet?
Well, he doesn't deserve to play. He's one-dimensional.
Well, do you think the short rotations, I think his players, the main ones, complained?
I don't know.
Then explain him getting ran.
Maybe the front office didn't like the way he coached.
What is it, Leon Rowe?
He's a good coach. No doubt about it.
Okay, then what? Out of 1 to 10, Sonny, 1 to 10. Yeah. How surprised are you that Evan said Tibbs got ran? I'm at a 9.5 again.
meant it like a three. It's New York.
Do you ever think of your friend possibly getting relieved?
He's got to get fired. At some point, he's going to get fired.
But is it warranted? Is he there? Nowadays, coaching, Stani, it's toxic.
Like after making the Western Conference Finals, he gets fired.
Dude, like, come on, man.
No, I don't think
it's not my favorite, but this is wrong.
I don't think Finch is getting fired this year, but you're just one bad year away from getting fired. I do think.
But Tibbs didn't have a bad year.
No.
Something was going on behind the scenes. And I think, guys, Evan, you tell me what you think. I think he ran Brunson and those guys in the ground, and maybe they whispered, like, you know what? It's a little too late to start playing other guys. But that's the only thing it could be, Evan. Talk to me.
Brunson's the guy I wonder about because he's really close with Leon Rose.
Man.
And that's someone that I could see if he didn't like the way that, I don't know, maybe not necessarily he played, but the way that Tibbs was kind of running other guys into the ground, that he can make a little bit of a stink, because I think Brunson's the guy with all the power.
Now, man.
Well, I do too now.
Little knife in the holster.
Well, I also looked, how long do you think he's been in New York?
I'd say 5 years.
5 years.
Dude, did I get it?
Yep.
Dude, I'm on fire.
And in a crazy kind of way, that's the time when some coaches lose their voice. I mean, it
Kerr
took Michael.
Hasn't.
Well, we don't know that. I mean, he hasn't lost his voice with the veterans. I don't know that he hasn't lost his voice with Kuminga.
Mm.
Also, the Knicks are now in trade rumors to, according to some, explore trading Cat. And Cat really likes
Tibbs.
What
if they got Durant?
Who?
New York.
What if? Oh, let me guess. What are they going to go? They're going to go 79-3?
No, I'm so down on Durant. And okay. I love him, but I don't love him. I'm just saying that they would be boy.
Who's their boy next? What? You
Watch
think Durant
out.
Is better than Karl Anthony Towns?
For that team, I think
Why?
So. Because he knows how to do it. I watched the end of game situations with the pay. Cats, I don't want to say, what word am I?
It sounds like he's struggling.
No, he's clumsy.
Bit.
He's clumsy when it's really, really go time. And to have a polished killer, an assassin like Kevin Durant,
so
I think would help New York. That's just my take.
And I guess this is why.
You got Robinson. You got some.
But this is. Yeah. See, this is. You asked me earlier in the show why sometimes I react the way I react to you, and it's more emotional than maybe the way I react to. So, in other words, okay, now, what's the date? June what?
2nd.
June 2nd. June 2nd.
June 3rd.
Okay, June 3rd. Now you're saying, oh, Steiny. Kevin Durant, they need an assassin. They need a polished score. Kevin Durant, blah, blah, blah. And it was just, I don't know, goo, what, 3 weeks ago? Steiny, how come people aren't coming down Kevin Durant's road? The Phoenix Suns had a miserable year. It had to be Durant's fault. How come they're... So is he a polished scorer and an assassin? Or let me finish. Or is he... The guy you said should have gotten more blame for Phoenix's bad year. Now, just help me where you're at on June 3rd.
It's all of the above.
No.
And it's a word that you taught me. Donnie, it's nuanced.
No.
Obviously, nobody can throw shade at Kevin Durant. But I can tell you it didn't work in Brooklyn. Not saying it's all his fault. Didn't work in Phoenix. I mean,
so why do you think it'll work in New York?
Because their structure. You got Brunson. You got some young dogs. And you play defense. I didn't like Cat's defense at the end.
And Durant's a defensive stopper.
I would say better than
I'm
what
I'm pressing
Cat
you here,
getting. Yeah, no, it's not a press. I love it. Bottom line is, guys like Kevin Durant, Stani, I could come in here and throw stones at them, but they're so great that I would take them anyway. And if Minnesota got their hands on Kevin Durant, I can name a litany of teams that got their hand on Kevin. The Rockets. So, yeah, I come down and criticize when warranted, but it doesn't change what I think of the said player.
Apparently,
Durant's a dog, and you know this. We all know.
I don't know it anymore. When's the last time Durant went to the postseason?
If you're doing that, Ant sent him home. Embarrassed him last year.
In other words, they didn't make it last year. They didn't make it last year, and they got swept the year before.
Yeah.
Hmm. Sounds like he's a real difference maker in the postseason, Kevin Durant still.
Well, imagine him on that Knicks team against the Pacers. You think maybe they can win a game seven or win it before going seven games?
Not necessarily.
Right. But
you are really infatuated with names.
I don't find that to be true.
I do.
You using Mike Trout on me?
Oh, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant,
go ahead.
Like, for you to assume that if Kevin Durant goes to New York, they're going to be better next year, and now all of a sudden they're a championship contender, I don't believe that at all.
But nobody,
I don't believe that at all.
Making the trade with for Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
It's what you think, and the Giants with Adamas. The proof's in the pudding, Stoney, but it's what you feel and think when you make the deal. And some are winners, some end up losing.
Right. You're assuming it's going to work. I'm not. I'm not assuming that if Kevin Durant went to the Knicks, they'd be in a better spot than they were this past year.
So you would be, and I'm just saying,
I'm just not.
You know, I like Kat, but you would be willing to run it back with Kat thinking you got a better chance than maybe swapping or making a trade and adding Durant to what you already have?
I don't want to sit here and pretend I know what is going on in New York, what they need, who they're sick of, the moves they're trying to make. I'm just saying, if you're telling me, what if they got rid of Karl Anthony Towns and got Kevin Durant?
Right.
I don't say, now they're the team to beat. Why?
So what are you saying about Durant then? Because
I don't think there's a big difference.
What if Durant ended up in Houston?
Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about him in New York for Karl Anthony Towns.
But I guess the reason I brought that up is that's what Kevin Durant is. That's how great of a ball player he is.
What?
It doesn't matter. Like, you can give me all kind of locales. If you're adding Durant, I'm telling you more times than not, and I know you're better.
Are you dismissing what has just happened in Phoenix with the roster they thought was pretty good?
I think you know who I am. Obviously not, because I gave Kevin Durant some criticism on that, but never would I, in all my days on Earth, say he was the sole reason that happened, just like in Brooklyn.
Well, then
I'm just stating what it is. Hey, Durant, I don't know if you know this or not, pal, but it ain't been working out where you've been going here lately. That's all.
Right. So
if you got
why would you? That's all I'm asking.
I still think he could play.
Well, he can play, but you think he's a significant difference.
Oh, Stoney, there were whispers, some Knicks players were questioning Cat on the defensive end.
Well, and Durant is a stopper in that. Seriously, Evan, let me just ask what Evan thinks. Right. If the Knicks somehow got Durant and Karl Anthony Towns left, would you say, oh boy, the Knicks, they got even more action?
I actually do.
Okay.
And the reason is they played pretty damn well with Robinson as their center.
That is what I saw.
That's fine. I'm not convinced.
Okay, but give us this.
But also, to be fair, it's like, okay.
But I'm close, Stoney. How close? They just went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't think they're as close as you think. That's just me.
Why? And maybe they fired their coach because of that.
They got a couple breaks on the way.
Maybe Rose and everybody feel like, you know what? We should have won.
Like, well, they shouldn't have.
We're missing the boat here.
Could say the Pacers also caught breaks.
They did.
Evan, why do you think our boy got fired? Like, I wouldn't want to be a coach now. I'm asking you on the fly. What has changed? How can I not tell my boss we just got to within one game of the finals? How am I fired?
Two.
What am I missing? Oh, you're right.
They didn't feel like he could get the team over the top. Same reason Finch is going to get canned.
And Michael Malone.
Sorry, that was a stray.
You want to bet?
That was a Floridian slip.
You're right.
I'm just kidding.
Shut up. He's going to get fired. You're right. You think he's going to get fired in the next 2 weeks?
No, but if he did.
Come on, Krasinski. Come on, you're the big beat writer. You know what's going on in
Krasinski.
Minnesota.
Oh, man. But, Evan, something's changed in coaching, right?
Not really.
It has. Explain what's Michael Malone.
I can't do this anymore.
I hope to God, and if I can do something today, I'm going to do it. Light a candle.
Mark
Jackson gets the job.
Why? Seriously. With all due respect.
He knows the game, Evan. Stoney, people make mistakes. What's the word we just talked about? You don't think he's had imposter syndrome?
No, no. Mark Jackson has, he doesn't even know what it is. What's the opposite of like a God complex?
Yeah, no.
He hasn't, but.
Thank you, Evan. Well,
no, forget what you think about Mark Jackson because podcast. You guys are on opposite sides of the
you
spectrum.
Don't forget basketball.
But just logically, like if you haven't been a head coach in 10 years, why would I hire you to be my head coach?
Okay, what about Nate McMillan? Is he going to get another chance or is it over?
Yeah, I think he deserves his sixth chance. I mean, we really got to find out who Nate McMillan is as a head coach.
Dwayne Casey.
Pierce. Dwayne Casey. He had a, hey, anyways, Donnie.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Real quick, just to, I'm thinking about everything that coaching. Mike Brown was just Coach of the Year a few years ago. Evan, he's since been fired. Like, what is going on? When did the cycle speed up?
I don't know. 22 years ago.
I don't think you believe that.
Yes,
we've never
I do
seen
believe it.
A firing like Michael Malone this late in the season. That was a first. We'll all admit that, and we have.
Right, and it turned out to be a solid move, whether you think it was or not. But
they did it because they were afraid the Knicks were going to hire Adelman.
Like, that brings a smile to his face.
That's funny. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. I just don't know what you're going to say next.
I want you to say what you feel about these coaches getting fired. And I feel
I
like
get it.
You're scared to say something.
I am not
something.
A coach guy. Oh. Don't you get it?
I've never. No, seriously, Stoney.
I'm telling you right now.
I never knew that. I get
anytime,
it now.
Anytime you, a team has a problem, they've got to fire the coach. That's the way it goes.
But hearing you say it like that, Evan, he's not a coach guy. I didn't know.
Well, he said that the Nuggets' biggest – what, the biggest reason they made the second round is because of the coach?
No. If now, you couldn't see that Malone lost his voice, I don't know what to tell you. Now, you could also say, oh boy, the inmates are running the asylum.
That's
always been that way. It has always been that way. You don't choose a coach over a player. The last team to do that, one of the last teams to do that, found out the hard way. And that's the Warriors when they chose a coach over Chris Webber. And how'd that work out?
No, it didn't.
Unfortunately, if a coach, if his voice is waning, you've got to lose him because you have no chance at that point. None.
See, now I know where you stand. Wow.
Right. And I've been the same person I've been for 8 years. I'm glad you finally took notice.
If he could get ran,
of course he could.
At all.
I would not. I'd be a little shocked, but.
I guess and I don't know, Stoney. I got to believe, just real quick, tactically, why do you think Tibbs is unemployed?
Why did the Warriors fire Mark Jackson?
Because of their offense was, honestly, he didn't trust anybody. He was his own worst enemy. Okay. You brought up Ehrman and all the stuff with our guy from Boston, the former player, Stoney. So, I think he was his own worst enemy. And
he lost
Joe
the
Latham
team.
Told him to do something, and he said, I'm not going to do it.
He lost the team outside of Curry and
have you really
Clay
lost
Thompson.
The team when you still got those guys riding for you?
I don't know. He lost Andrew Bogut. That's not even up for a discussion. He turned off a lot of players.
Mm.
He just did.
No, well, that constitutes you got to go.
It was wrong. And I got to believe there was some of that going on, too, with Thibodeau.
Mm.
Let's go to Jonathan in the city.
And we got a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse. Hey.
Boy, was that overblown.
Good afternoon, guys.
I got fired.
I just want to correct you, Drew, real quick, man.
Thank you.
I love you, but you got mistaken with Mr. Kevin Durant, man. If you look at him and Kawhi Leonard, this is just my opinion, and I don't want to sound like
I got you. You're my guy.
I think those two guys are cursed for leaving, you know, championship situations.
Wow.
You know, the arrogance of them to just leave an organization where they're in a great situation and thinking that they could just bring that talent and make any team a championship team. Well, they look at their careers after leaving Golden State and Toronto. Mm. Both of them are first round outs. So bringing in Kevin Durant in New York is only going to give him a first round out and possibly a blowout at home. Look at what happened to Phoenix. What happened to a stacked Clippers team. First round out is either that or an injury. So, no, and he's a lot older now, man. I don't think he's going to be able to handle that New York media, man. He can't handle the media here in the Bay Area.
Good point.
Hey.
Well, he had a crack at it in Brooklyn.
Problems in New York.
Yeah, he had a crack at it in Brooklyn. But I hear you, Jay.
Appreciate it, Jonathan.
You got me on the birth certificate, but my guy can get you 25, Kevin Durant. And you got Jalen Brunson.
So
you got
what?
Guys that play their position.
So I don't care anymore about 25 points. Do other things. Well, how much does Cat average? 23? Mm-hmm. So they're going to get two more points a game.
But it's different.
And less rebounding. I don't think it is.
So you're out on Durant as a player right now?
I'm just out on people thinking that he will elevate a team anymore because what happened in Phoenix?
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming it all on him, but they weren't even a 500 team. Phoenix, right?
With Devin Booker and Bradley Beal.
Exactly. I was going to turn radio on its ear this segment.
Oh, this was it. Let's go.
I went into the boss's office yesterday. You were there.
And I told you, we almost
barged in.
I knock.
The guru, this doesn't count when you go, open. All you're doing is giving somebody a little warning that you're coming in. Usually, you want to do is go, yeah, who's there? Hey, boss, it's Goo. Yeah, come on in. You wait to be invited in.
Thanks for the heads.
I think I'm going to, I want to bring this up next segment because it's great.
Perhaps.
This is something, you know what?
Are you confident in this, Donnie?
I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to do something I want to do in the next segment.
I love it.
And
oh boy,
I'll walk out of here instead.
The way you said it, like that's not what happens every day. Like, oh, I want to do something in the next segment, and we're going to do it.
Oh, Evan, you completely. But go ahead, Donnie.
One of the things that's always annoyed me, and some of the listeners have participated in this, is the idea of a hypothetical question. I don't know about you. I don't care about you. I love hypotheticals. I love them.
And so do I.
Okay, well, we're going to do a hypothetical on the other side, okay? And when we do it, the answers that will come in, assuming people play along,
all right,
they will show you that most people are full of it.
Okay.
Okay? That's how I'm going to start it. So I've got a hypothetical question on the other side.
Have you met people that don't like them?
Yes.
I eat them up. That's life.
I feel like doing a hypothetical a day, quite frankly.
What about a segment?
What about a summer?
I'm with you.
So I've got a hypothetical. I tell you why. Is because when you ask a hypothetical, then you get the answers that people are uncomfortable with. Then they get mad that you asked a hypothetical in the first place.
They call that the cycle, Donnie.
It's a vicious cycle.
Well,
what?
I thought America was the...
Well, it wasn't. Just stop right there.
Chance.
It wasn't.
No, seriously,
it's not
this.
Anymore.
I'm gonna use my.
Just stop after
what
America
Chris
isn't.
When I talked about Pat Ewing and why he hadn't been an NBA head coach, and he said pull up on Pat, and we could chop it up with him,
and you never did.
I didn't get you
stood up, Patrick.
The
Ewing?
Caddy had a problem. Listen,
stood up, Molly.
No, Molly wasn't there. He's out of town, so that's why I didn't go.
You know why he was out of town? He didn't want you making him awkward in front of Patrick Ewing.
That was Molly from New York, Brooklyn. He don't
see.
Care.
Molly's a little more sensitive than Bob Myers.
I want Bo Jackson to get a second chance.
Well, you're not going to get it. How does it feel to?
But how does it feel for you not to want him to get a second chance? That was years ago.
Exactly.
The writing's on the wall, okay?
In spray paint, and I don't like
it. That's right.
Well, there's a head coaching vacancy in New York.
I think he's got action.
And I said to you, I will bet you that he doesn't get it.
But that would be.
I meant Ewing.
Oh, Ewing, right. I thought he was going Jay Wright. That's a great one, though. Mike Malone, what have you done in your basketball coaching career, sir?
Well, I just won a championship.
You're hired.
Just only 2 years ago.
Dude, come on in.
Well, what about Budenholzer?
That I wouldn't touch him with a stick.
What about Vogel?
So funny. This guy is such a joke.
I got ran in the first round years ago when Atlanta was the number one seed.
They didn't lose in the first round.
It was the first round.
I don't think so.
They got swept by the Cavs, but it was the Eastern Conference.
Thank you, Evan. God, how many times does just something like that happen? Get your facts straight. Go ahead, look it up.
I'm doing it.
BasketballReference.com.
I don't use that. Mark Carroll, Jeff Teague, Kyle Korver,
Al Horford.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get the... All right, I got a hypothetical on the other side, and I want you to embrace it. You know why? Because it's fun. And if you don't want to have fun, then turn the dial off. That's fine.
Or don't
change the dial. Well, they're not going to, Evan. You know why they're not going to? For no other reason. They want to hear what I have to say. That's the big reason. But the other reason, because they're gutless. They won't. I dare them. All right, what's coming up on a game brought to you by Fremont Bank? Don't forget... A great hypothetical on the other side. Here for you, here for good. I got a big ass.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Steiny, you're off, bro. Way off.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
When it's over, just ask my ex. I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, everybody.
This sucker.
I just got done. Oh, go ahead. You're about to knock our socks off.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Okay. Somebody said Del Harris was fired later than Mike Malone in 1999. But it says he was fired by the Lakers on February 24th.
Yeah. Mike Malone's that was the longest.
What?
Into a season that a coach got fired.
What about Steve Fisher taking over for Bill Frieder in Michigan right before the NCAA tournament.
Well, that wouldn't be NBA.
No, but it would be later.
Yeah, but I'm talking about NBA.
Oh.
The Mike Fisher of the NBA. Something. No, you won't.
Steve Fisher. Close.
Mike Fisher in Dallas. Columnist.
Okay. Hypothetical I have. And
don't smile before you say it.
Because
say it.
Goo, you got to understand that very infrequently do I get to do what I like to do on the show. I thought of this yesterday, and I thought it would be a fun exercise.
Okay.
We need to come up with a name for it, but it's a hypothetical, and it's basketball related. Okay. The Dallas Mavericks, all right? They were a play-in team, correct?
Yes.
Just like the Warriors, right? The Warriors gave up their pick, though, in the Butler trade. But here, this hypothetical is so great. What if the Warriors had gotten the number one pick? They could have.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They could have.
Yeah.
Dallas ended up getting it. Let's say they didn't try. And now, let's say right now, right this minute, the Warriors were sitting with the number one pick in the draft. Right now. What would you do, Goo? What would you do?
Pick up the phone. As much as I'm infatuated with the best American-born prospect since Kevin Durant, and call Milwaukee and see what I could put with that pick to get Giannis here quick, fast, and in a hurry. And not only do I have what I think I need to maximize Curry's next 3-4 years, whatever number you want to put on it, I'm looking at 10. I got 6 more years. Is Giannis filling this cathedral and hoping we could win multiple chips? So Cooper Flagg, you might be Larry Bird, but it wouldn't be on our watch. And I mean that with all my heart. I got a giraffe. I got a guy that we have not seen in Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I would try to get him in a Warrior uniform. Because that to me, Steiny, is I know what Giannis is. I know what he's done. So Cooper Flagg, I love everything about it, but it's an idea right now, and he's got to come in, you know, growing pain. Shout out Maggie Seaver. I don't want any part of that when I could get the microwave next.
Evan, if the Warriors were sitting with the number one pick right now, let me throw the number out, because 888-957-9570. Guru would try to use the pick to go get Giannis. Evan, you're sitting with a number one pick, and you're Mike Dunleavy. What would you do?
Let's go!
I would not pick up the phone, unless it's the one at... Where's the draft this year? Whichever phone you pick up to call the commissioner to tell him that I'm taking Cooper Flagg with the number one pick.
Where is the 2025 NBA draft?
It's in Brooklyn, apparently. Thanks, Ken. Yeah, hypothetically, if the Warriors had the number one overall pick, I am not trading that pick. I am not trying to go get Giannis. I am selecting Cooper Flagg in the 2005 NBA draft.
Are you mad at somebody like myself that would do that, E?
Yes.
Why?
Because of what you said right before you said, I'm picking up the phone, which is he's the best American-born prospect since Kevin Durant.
Oh, that's wow.
And you're trading him.
But
for something that doesn't even guarantee you a championship.
But it would maximize what I have, I believe, with Curry. Don't forget that part. And then when Curry goes bye-bye or night-night, I got my guy.
At 34.
Okay.
Right. Then what are you going to do?
Look at his body. Giannis ain't got an ounce of fat on him.
I would absolutely not trade it. I would select Cooper Flagg.
Wow.
But here's the thing. You're changing your strategy. Like, if you had the number one pick to me and you draft Cooper Flagg...
Because of Curry.
No, that's the point. You've said anything and everything for Curry, right? But if you stumbled on the number one pick, I'm going to get Cooper Flagg because
Because what if he's a bust, though? You do under, not a bust, but you know, well, what if you don't
pan out? Now, that's interesting because you never even considered that when we talked about Flag before. In other words, here's the thing. I agree. Yeah. If the Warriors have made it clear, their strategy right now, their game plan is anything and everything for Steph Curry.
Yeah, right.
So if they had the number one pick, I agree. If they're true to what they say their strategy is, see if you can turn it into Giannis. I would not do that. I would absolutely not do that. I would say, let's go get Cooper Flagg, and maybe we've got a transformational player on the back end of Steph Curry, and we may have a superstar for the next 14 years.
Yeah. And I'm betting on the 6 years that Giannis would have without Curry, but I think we got major action right now when I put them together. And it's funny you say that because the Warriors didn't do that when they had the Wiseman pick. So
that's right.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Had they been in that mindset of any and everything for Curry, let's just say whatever proven NBA player or star they would have gotten back. And I'm going woulda, coulda, shoulda, and I know they've won a chip after that. But damn, Steiny, just think about if they would have parlayed that pick into somebody that might still be on the team. It could be something outside of the future. But I'm going Ernie Banks in my assessment on why I'm doing this trade. Because the doubleheader is what I get for two, is life after Curry, 6 years of Giannis, 7 maybe. And if he pulls a LeBron James, 10. And also the immediate of putting him already ready-made with Curry. So there is no puberty phase that obviously Cooper Flagg is going to have to, and I'm not, and I'll maybe, love me some Flag.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Hmm. I would say this.
I wonder how the people feel.
I think there's, 888-957-9570. It's our hypothetical segment. And if the Warriors somehow had the number one pick right now.
What do you think they would do? Honestly,
I
would it still be what you just said and set this up?
I think it would be fascinating because if Joe Lacob, if they were to get the, you know, if they had the number one pick and Joe Lacob said, we are using it and we are taking Cooper Flagg, just like when the Knicks won the lottery and they had the Ewing jersey ready, Lacob might have had the Cooper Flagg Warrior jersey. But I do think it would be interesting because at that point, I think Warrior fans would have every right to say, well, wait a minute. We're not maximizing Steph Curry right now if we draft Cooper Flagg.
Mm.
I think you're missing one point.
Give it to me.
How many years does Giannis have left on his contract? Probably 2 or 3?
Yeah, I want to say 3.
All right.
I'm looking.
Okay. Yeah, look for me if you don't mind. Because I'll tell you right now, the issue with getting Giannis is if Curry retires, why would he re-sign here? Like, he's not going to re-sign here. If he comes here for 2 or 3 years, his contract's up, and Steph says, I'm retiring, and Butler's gone, I just don't think he would want to stay here.
Yeah. So he's got a 3-year deal he signs, Donnie. $186 million is up in 26-27.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that might be about the time you want to get off him.
But he would want
to. But then you'd have to get off Curry, too, probably, right?
Well, he's going to be 48 years old at that point.
No doubt. But to answer your question, if any of this Giannis dream happens, we've all kind of talked about it. The only reason it would happen is he would want to come here.
Right.
And so then that would,
right,
he would want to stay here. That, you know what I mean?
Not like necessarily. Maybe he just wants to play with Steph for 2 years and get out of here.
Oh, then I would.
It's what Durant did. Durant did the same thing. He was here for 3 years and he left.
Well, he got in a fight too. Called some names.
By the way, speaking of Giannis.
Cooper Flagg, by the way, Goo, doesn't turn 19 until just before the season starts.
Wow.
You are guys are my brothers. Different strokes. I'm going for the now. You guys are going for the, and what's my thing? Tomorrow is not promised.
Cooper Flagg is so young that if he were born 11 days earlier, he would not have been draft eligible this year.
Oh, my gosh.
That I didn't know. By the way, Bobby Marks was on with Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah, Phil Mike texted me. He said he's out. He would draft Lag.
What about Giannis? How realistic is he, Bobby?
Everyone's going to want to talk about Giannis and, you know, certainly probably Kevin again, you know, some of the bigger names here. I never want to rule out things. I see it extremely difficult, even though you do have four first round picks to trade, even though you have pick swaps in the next 7 years, I just think it's extremely difficult to go out and get Giannis if you're in Golden State, if that's the guy that you want, unless you're going to trade Butler or Green. I do think it's and even if they did want to trade Draymond, I think it's, you know, how does he fit in Milwaukee here? So I think the bigger salaries are become a challenge here, just because you've got 85% of your salary tied up in those three guys, and you have the other six are making 30. So it does become a challenge as far as going out if you're trying to go out and do another blockbuster type deal.
Wow, like again, oh. And I love me some Butler and Draymond. Okay, I kind of knew that. See ya. So. You know, I thought Milwaukee would look at a contract, all these expiring contracts that would fall off, and then that's when they'd life after the fall off. But if they want to do right by Giannis and, all right, where do you want to go? We really don't want to send you there because we kind of don't like the, but for you, Giannis, here you go. Man.
So
count me
the
in.
Bucks do not control their, this is what I heard from Windhorst. The Bucks do not control any of their first round picks for the next 5 years. So on the one hand, they need draft picks.
Right.
On the other hand, they don't want to do a total rebuild. They want to get somebody or somebodies for Giannis that'll keep them at least at the level they're at now, which is a first round playoff team.
Dame can handle it. Well, I mean, when he comes back.
Handle what?
Doing that with, let's say, Dre or Jimmy Butler.
For the life of me, I have no idea why the Bucks would want either of those two guys for Giannis. The hope
would be, Stani, they don't want either of, they don't want the deal that they're going to get if Giannis chose to go somewhere that they weren't too, you know what I mean? They would be bitter about kind of the package regardless because they're doing right by Giannis. You can't do right by Giannis, I think, and still be excited about what you take back.
I don't know. You heard the teams that apparently there's mutual interest between Giannis and the Raptors.
Wow.
And the Raptors.
And they got some talent.
But exactly.
Canada?
I think a lot of people want to go to Canada right now.
I'm one of them.
The Golden State Warriors have proven over the past multiple years that developing players is the one thing they can't do.
Wow.
If we had the pick, we should trade it.
Now, can I ask you a question about that? Jordan Poole. Doesn't that that counts? They developed JP.
Now, you know how I feel about this.
I think the
players... But, develop themselves. But
for the betterment of this, for people like that, that, hey, DeStani, bubble under your tutelage, we got to say that goes under Kerr. Check.
Okay. And now I'd ask you, well, why? Why did he
He was not. He got better when he got drafted. They sent him down to Santa Cruz. Forget who. He got a $100 million contract because of his metamorphosis and all the work he put in himself.
He also had, if I'm not mistaken, I'd need to get the years, but wasn't there an open spot because Klay Thompson was hurt? Like, I feel like Poole, in a little bit of the same way, is like Pajemski. Why did Pajemski play so much? Because they don't have enough guards right now.
They had Chris Paul.
Who?
The Warriors.
That was last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he played a lot then.
No, but I'm saying... One of the reasons Poole developed was because he got playing time in a backcourt that had an opening or had plenty of room for minutes.
Well, wouldn't you say he maximized that? Let's just say you're right. He did the most with it that you would want a player to do.
Yeah, he did the most with it. Like, I don't.
So, I guess, where do we draw the line, I guess? Now I'm using Dibbs' line. On giving credit to the organization for a guy bubbling while he's with them.
I mean, nobody's going to bubble with anybody unless they first and foremost get playing time. And again, I think the two guys who have gotten playing time as young players, Pajemski and Poole, got most of the playing time because they have a dearth of backcourt players, and they did when both those guys were developing. Like, if Kuminga were a guard, I firmly believe he would have played every bit as much as Pajemski.
But because he's not, though, Stoney, and I'm not saying you are, we can't be blind to the fact that regardless of what position he is, it didn't work out the way it should have. We can all agree. And I know you go to these 22. The bottom line is if they could have had Jonathan Kuminga be the best version of himself, who knows? This team might still be playing basketball. But unfortunately, for whatever reasons, it's not.
Kuminga, as it relates to Kuminga.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I just don't, like, how could he have been developed?
By understanding what they were trying to get him to do.
Well, that's his fault. That's his fault. If he's not rebounding, that is not on the team anymore.
Okay. Or the team dumbed down some things to where
I'm not doing that.
Possesses, but you know that is an option.
Dumbing down
whatever was keeping him from being well.
And it's like
the
one guy could be your future,
and I hate that. That's a bad. I take that back. But just make it cohesive to where it was mutual for both parties. It's not like he didn't play. What happened to all the conversation, the film study? How are we 4 years in this thing and we still kind of don't know?
That's where I'm like, I'm off that train. We know. Kerr has been yelling it for the last 3 months.
So
we
much, know. Honey, I think he's still going to be here.
He might be. I don't know. But I don't know what changes if he's here. He's still not the player that they want him to be. And I don't know that he ever can be.
And if I'm him, I'm looking out. Okay, you guys still in love with the older guys. There's a roadblock in me being able to spread my wings. And I think I need to go develop and do something elsewhere. Like Aaron Gordon did. Kurt pointed out to Willard and did. And a bunch of other guys have.
But here's what I would say.
Okay.
he's not Aaron Gordon. And he can't be Aaron Gordon. Because Aaron Gordon, right now, for that team, is their third or fourth option. Okay? Why can he be their third or fourth option? Well, because he gets you 17. But he also defends and rebounds.
Bad boy.
So you, if Kuminga is your number one scorer, and he's a 25-point-per-game guy, fine. Then he's your number one option, and he's your scorer. And he can just do that. But if he's your third option offensively, then he can't just score. He's got to do other things. And I don't think they're convinced he can ever do them at this point. Mm. Murillo in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Been a minute. I hope you guys are doing well.
Back at you.
I'm well. Enjoying the day off. Walking my dog. Nice. I like the hypothetical. I think, I'll play the hypothetical because it might not be possible. So let's just play. I would do both. I would, if Giannis could try to make his way here, you could flip your picks or whatever. I would make a package around Kuminga, Butler, and Green, and I'll bring Flag and Giannis, and I'll figure the things out after that. Because
oh, you want them both? Gotcha.
I agree with Evan. I don't think you should pass on a guy like him. And in comparison to Kuminga, I think you could use him in different roles because he's a combo. He can play as a forward and as a guard. And to me, I think you're hitting the nail, Stein. This player development not only depends a lot on the player, but also on the situation. Unfortunately, Kuminga always had forwards ahead of him. And I agree, you cannot dumb down for a player, no matter what player it is, because you're not maximizing your team. So in this hypothetical, I would try to do both. Why not, right? In this hypothetical, it seems like it's possible. Now, I would want to ask you a question before I go, Steiny. What would you do if you were Dallas right now? Would you trade him, or would you let him play with your three big guys?
I would draft him.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Marilla. I would have to draft him.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what makes Dallas different than the Warriors?
Because they got, well, I think when
the Warriors
healthy,
were better than
Kyrie
Dallas.
Irving, you got a front line of Lively, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving. Oh, my gosh.
But why wouldn't if you're Dallas, you do the same thing as you want the Warriors to do, which is use Flag to get Giannis? Why wouldn't you want Dallas to have Kyrie, Anthony Davis, and Giannis?
But how could you? I'm just saying, how would you do that?
You would trade Cooper Flag to the Bucks. The Bucks get Cooper Flag. Like, that's the thing.
And what else?
Well, I don't know. The hypothetical with the Warriors was, if the Warriors have the number one pick, would you trade Cooper Flag?
Right.
And you said, yes, let's trade Cooper Flag to get Giannis.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, and I just said, what if you're Dallas? Like, why wouldn't Dallas want to do the same thing as the Warriors? Like, what? What makes Dallas different than the Warriors that you'd want them to draft Flag as opposed to the Warriors going after Giannis?
I just look at Dallas like they got something the Warriors don't have, and that's that size. That front line is everything to me, and they were just in the finals. So I'm just saying, Stoney, the Warriors here, we know we're – what word am I looking for? We're at a disadvantage when it comes to size. So I look at Dallas like, okay, they got that going for them. And I don't know. Like, I feel like Dallas could get to the finals without Giannis more so than what we're dealing with here with the Warriors. I mean that. I mean, Dallas runs their thing back. Oh, my gosh.
But, here's the thing. Yeah. Like you said, well, 2 years ago they were in the finals. They had Luka. I don't look at them as, well, 2 years ago they were in the finals anymore. I think they're pretty good. They got some nice players. Yeah. Kyrie's good. Yeah. Anthony Davis is good. You know, Clay's a third or fourth option now. Maybe they feel like if they could get Giannis, they'll trade, would they trade Cooper Flag to the Bucks?
Yeah, I got somebody, 408 saying, "Goo, that is the worst take, man. Cooper all the way." I wish we could put a poll up, but I am curious. And again, I'm excited about Flag, but if you're telling me I can get Giannis because I got Curry and where he's at, and I still think he's playing at a high level. Stoney, I do that thing quick.
I don't know if he's this level of player, but like, what if Wemby was the number one pick this year? Because that's the category some people are putting him in. Maybe not that generational, right. But like, basically a can't-miss prospect.
Yeah, I got you.
Wemby
makes me change my tune.
Well, but it's because you've seen it.
Right.
We don't know about Flack.
And the measurements, too, though. He is a, what word am I, freak of nature.
Wemby. Yeah. No, well,
so is Wiseman.
And Porzingis. Oh, my God.
What does Porzingis have to do with anything?
He reminds me of when he's healthy and on, like he was Wemby before Wemby.
Who was?
Porzingis.
But Wemby's a defensive player of the year candidate. Porzingis is the worst defensive player at his size in league history.
Hey.
All right, 888-957-9570. We're going to have a little more fun with this hypothetical. What would you guys do? The Warriors had the number one pick. Do you take Flag or would you go after Giannis? Or go after somebody else that you could get? I also want to play some more Bobby Marks on the other side. He had some more tangible stuff. That segment was brought to you by Cash Creek Casino Resort.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.